这里是希望之声网上时针英语节目。
Welcome to Jewels from the Internet. My name is Debbie, and I'm glad that you've joined me today for our program. Jewels from the Internet was set up and is set up so that you can learn more English. I know that I can share things with you and you can hear them, but the best way to learn English is to hear things and practice things. I know I don't know very much Mandarin or Cantonese, but if I don't practice it, I forget it really fast. So when you hear some of the English words today, I hope that you will pretend that you're talking to somebody and say them over and over again. That way you'll remember how to say them and you'll remember what they are. So I hope that we have picked out enough stories from the internet that you will enjoy them besides learning some new English words. After I've done the stories on the air, I like to put them in short little books for you. They're also called Jewels from the Internet, and we're working on book number 12. So we've got 12 books that you can write and ask for, and that way you'll know more stories and more English. It's nice to have something in English to read, because if you can read it, that way you can remember what the things mean and how to spell things. The story that we're going to do today is really a poem. Almost. It's not really a poem and it's not really a story. It's just some sayings that have been put together. It's called A Special Wish for You Today. Now it's number 408. Did I mention that already? If I did, that's okay because now you'll remember it. 408 in book 12. And it's called A Special Wish for You Today. Today, I wish you a day of ordinary miracles. A fresh pot of coffee you didn't make yourself. An unexpected phone call from an old friend. Green stoplights on your way to work or shop. I wish you a day of little things to rejoice in. The fastest line at the grocery store, a good sing-along song on the radio, your keys right where you look. I wish you a day of happiness and perfection, little bite-sized pieces of perfection that give you the funny feeling that the Lord is smiling on you, holding you so gently because you are someone special and rare. I wish you a day of peace, happiness, and joy. Remember to make the time today to do something special for a total stranger. Have a terrific day. Somebody sent this to me on the internet, and like I said before, we get lots of our stories from the internet. And in fact, most of them come from people that have sent them to me. And I got this one, and I thought it was a nice reminder about how you can have a terrific day. So let's go back and see if there's some words that maybe you haven't heard before or you don't know how to spell. I wish you a day of ordinary miracles. Ordinary means things that are very routine. They're the usual things. Very ordinary. Let me think. Another way to say ordinary is it's not spectacular. I think of fireworks. And you might say, oh, they weren't very good. They were just ordinary fireworks. There was nothing special about them. So ordinary means things that are the very usual or everyday things. Ordinary. Let me spell that for you. O-R-D-I-N-A-R-Y. Ordinary. I'll spell it again because it's kind of a hard word. O-R-D-I-N-A-R-Y, ordinary. Now, what's a miracle? It's something that's remarkable. It's an event or thing that maybe has never happened before, so it's a miracle. M-I-R-A-C-L-E-S. M-I-R-A-C-L-E-S. I wish you a day of ordinary miracles. Things that are routine, but yet they're remarkable. Here are some of them. A fresh pot of coffee that you didn't make yourself. Now, wouldn't that be nice to have? Somebody that makes you tea in the morning and you haven't had to do it yourself? That would be a miracle sometimes, just an ordinary thing that has become remarkable. So a fresh pot of coffee you didn't make yourself. Somebody else did it for you. Let me spell coffee for you, just in case you've never heard of coffee. C-O-F-F-E-E, coffee. The next one, an unexpected phone call from an old friend. Unexpected. That means that you really didn't think it would happen. It was somebody that maybe you knew a long time ago. You weren't waiting for a phone call, so it was unexpected. U-N-E-X-P-E-C-T-E-D, unexpected. You know, sometimes I get an unexpected letter in the mail. Something that somebody sends me that I don't know is coming. So it's unexpected. So that's the same with this phone call. An unexpected one you're not waiting for. U-N-E-X-P-E-C-T-E-D. Unexpected. An old friend. What's an old friend? Does it mean that they're 80 years old? It could. It could mean that you have a friend that's very elderly. Or it could also mean that it's a friend that you had a long time ago. You know, I grew up with another person named Debbie. And Debbie and me, Debbie and I, were always together. And it was funny because her name was Debbie and my name was Debbie. And so all our friends would say, "Oh, there goes Debbie and Debbie." And that was right. But you know, we grew up and we moved out of town, so one of us was in one town and one of us was in another town, and we didn't see each other for many, many years. So every now and again, I get an email, and guess who it's from? My friend Debbie. And I could say it's my old friend Debbie, because I knew her a long time ago. So it was somebody, an old friend is somebody that you used to know. So, unexpected, something comes out of the blue unexpectedly. From usually an old friend, somebody that you knew a long time ago. I wish for you today green stoplights on your way to work. Have you ever gotten on a bus and the bus had to stop at every single light? You thought you were never going to get to the work? I've had that happen. I'm usually in a hurry when that happens. But I've been in a taxi, or I've been in my own car, or I've been on a bus. And I stop every block because the light turns red. So here the special wish was to have green stoplights. Green means go, doesn't it? You never have to stop. You can go through a green light. So the special wish here was for you to have coffee that you didn't make yourself, a phone call from an old friend, and green stoplights so you could get to work on time. Let me spell stoplights for you. S-T-O-P-L-I-G-H-T-S. Stoplights. S-T-O-P-L-I-G-H-T-S. Well, I wish you a day of little things to rejoice in. How do you rejoice? You become excited. You become happy. I know my son was rejoicing just the other day because it was his birthday. He was jumping up and down and telling everybody that it was his birthday. He was rejoicing. He was very happy. Let me spell rejoice for you. R-E-J-O-I-C-E. Rejoice. To be happy or to be excited about. Another one that you could have as a little thing in your life today, the fastest line in the grocery store. Oh, you know, sometimes I can go shopping and I go to pay for the things that I want to buy and there's 10 people in front of me. Have you ever had that happen? There's so many people buying things at the same store. And this happens to be a grocery store, so that's where you're buying food, isn't it? A grocery store is like a market. You can go and buy things that you can eat. Grocery store. Now, if you could get the fastest line, wouldn't you want it? Oh, I know you would. Because sometimes you get in the slow line. And the slow line means that somebody maybe has many, many things to buy. Or sometimes they don't have the right kind of money. Or sometimes the person that is finding out how much each item costs can't find out how much money it's worth. So they have to call somebody on the phone and say, how much is this can of something worth? So to be in the fastest line would be something you could rejoice in, right? So you want to be in the fastest line at the grocery store. Let me spell fastest for you. F-A-S-T-E-S-T. Fastest. F-A-S-T-E-S-T. And I don't know if you can spell grocery because it's a different word. We don't typically use it here in Hong Kong. We say the market or the store, but we don't usually say grocery. So that might be a new word for you. Let me spell it. G-R-O-C-E-R-Y. Grocery. G-R-O-C-E-R-Y. Now, I liked the next one. I wish you a day of little things to rejoice in. And here's the next one. A good sing-along song on the radio. I love songs from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. I love them. And I guess I like a good sing-along song. That just means that I can sing to it. So if you have your radio on and you hear a song that's familiar and that you know the words to, it would be a good sing-along song, right? You know, I watch people everywhere I go. I love to watch people. And I see them with earphones on all the time. So I know they're listening to something. And it's usually songs, I'm sure. But you know, I never hear anybody humming or singing with those songs. And I guess you really shouldn't when you're out in public. But you know, I have found myself listening to a CD and I'm singing it at the same time. And people around me are looking at me because they can't hear it. All they can hear is me humming or singing the song. So then I go, oh dear, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. But that's what a good sing-along song is, right? Something that you can sing to as you hear it. I wish for you a day of little things to rejoice in. Here's another one. Your keys right where you look. Have you ever lost your keys? You know, the keys to the car, the keys to the house, the keys to your mailbox. I have, and I think I've put them in the same place I always put them. Might be right inside the door or on a certain counter or in my purse. But sometimes I can't find them. So the wish here is that you find your keys right where you look. Let me spell keys for you just in case you have never come across it written down in English. Keys. K-E-Y-S. Keys. Well, let's go on. Here's another wish. I wish you a day of happiness and perfection. Happiness. That's what makes you happy. That's what makes you feel good. Happiness. 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 So that makes you happy, makes you feel good. But what's perfection? Perfection means everything is just perfect. Everything is right, just right. Nothing is out of place. Nothing is wrong. It's perfect. So you could say it's perfection. 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 Well, here's a few of those that gives you happiness and perfection. Little bite-sized pieces of perfection that give you a funny feeling that the Lord is smiling on you, holding you so gently because you are someone special and rare. Bite-sized pieces. Little tiny things, little small things. You know, my son loves Ritz crackers. Do you know what Ritz crackers are? They're kind of a soup cracker almost. Soup crackers are what you would put in soup, especially in North America. So they're little pieces of hard bread that are in round shapes. And Ritz is a brand name, so it's a certain kind. And he likes the little ones that are, oh, maybe the size of a $10 coin, Hong Kong $10 coin. So they're not very big. They're quite small. But you put them together so you have two, and in between there's cheese. So it's like a little sandwich, isn't it? He loves those bite-sized pieces. They're small. Each one is just a bite. So they're bite-sized pieces. Let me spell that. It's a hyphenated word, bite-size. B-I-T-E hyphen S-I-Z-E. Bite size. Just enough for one little bite when you're eating. B-I-T-E hyphen S-I-Z-E. Small bite-sized pieces. And pieces are, it's spelled P-I-E-C-E-S. Pieces. So this whole sentence means, I wish for you small little things that happen to you to give you a funny feeling that may make you feel warm, make you feel happy. A funny feeling that the Lord is smiling on you. That means that someone's looking out for you. Someone's keeping you safe. Holding you so gently because you are someone special and rare. What does special mean? Let me spell it. S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Special. What it means is you're someone that's very rare. You're someone unique. Someone that's exceptional. So special means that you're worthwhile. Someone that somebody loves. So let me spell those words for you. Exceptional and unique. Exceptional. E-X-E-C-P-T-I-O-N-A-L. Exceptional. That means also special or unique. Let me spell it again. E-X-C-E-P-T-I-O-N-A-L. Exceptional. Unique is spelled U-N-I-Q-U-E. Unique. U-N-I-Q-U-E. And what's rare mean? Well, rare has different meanings, but here it means nobody else is like you. You're very special. You're different. Nobody else is like you. You know, if you look at several different people, you can look at their smiles and say, wow, each one is rare. Each one is different. Each one is very special. So that's what rare means. Rare means that not very many are like that. Rare. R-A-R-E. Rare. Well, another wish. I wish for you a day of peace, happiness, and joy. Peace. P-E-A-C-E. Peace. That's calmness. That means there's no conflict. Everything is wonderful. Everything is right. Peace. P-E-A-C-E. Happiness. That means that you're happy. That means that you're joyful. That means you're happy to be around, happy to be alive, happy to have friends. So you're happy. That gives you happiness. H-A-P-P-I-N-E-S-S. So peace was calm and everything is fine. Happiness is how happy you can be. And joy. Joy is excitement. So you can be calm, you can be happy, and you can be excited. Joy. J-O-Y. I wish you a day of peace, happiness, and joy. Remember to make the time today to do something special for a total stranger. We already found out what special is, didn't we? It means unique or rare, maybe exceptional. That's what special means. S-P-E-C-I-A-L. But what is a total stranger? Someone that you've never seen before. Someone that you don't know. Someone that maybe you sit on the bus next to. That's a total stranger. Somebody that you've never laid eyes on. So it says do something special. Do something rare for somebody that you don't know. Total stranger. Stranger is spelled S-T-R-A-N-G-E-R, stranger. S-T-R-A-N-G-E-R. The very last wish is to have a terrific day. Terrific. What does that mean? It means excellent. Have a great day. Have the best day. Terrific. T-E-R-R-I-F. I see. Terrific. T-E-R-R-I-F-I-C. So it means have a wonderful day. Let me go back and read the whole thing now for you so that you can put all the meanings of those words together and maybe it'll make a lot more sense. Remember, it was called A Special Wish for You Today. Today, I wish you a day of ordinary miracles. A fresh pot of coffee you didn't make yourself. An unexpected phone call from an old friend. Green stoplights on your way to work or shop. I wish you a day of little things to rejoice in. The fastest line at the grocery store. A good sing-along song on the radio. Your keys right where you look. I wish you a day of happiness and perfection. Little bite-sized pieces of perfection that give you the funny feeling that the Lord is smiling on you, holding you so gently because you are someone special and rare. I wish you a day of peace, happiness, and joy. Remember to make the time today to do something special for a total stranger. Have a terrific day. I really liked that. And I, like I said before, somebody sent it to me. And you know what? It made my day better. And I hope that it made your day better, too. At the very beginning of our program, I promised that I would give you the address where you can write to me. So let me do that now. I hope that you'll have a piece of paper and a pen so that you can write it down. Because if you're like me, you won't be able to remember it very well just by hearing it. You can put something in the mail to me, and I love to get letters. So I hope that you will do it in the mail. But if you don't, you can always use my email address. But my mailing address is Kowloon Central, P.O. Box 70699. Let me spell it for you. Kowloon Central. Capital K-O-W-L-O-O-N Central, C-E-N-T-R-A-L. P.O. Box 70699, Hong Kong. The email address here is Zhaoming, that's Z-H-A-O-M-I-N-G, Zhaoming, at vohc.com. The website we have here is www.vohc.com. And I hope that you'll take a look on that website because there might be something else that you're interested in that we do from our studio here. We also have a fax number, 852-2457-6019. I hope that you liked the special wish for you today, and I hope that you'll come back for the next program of Jewels from the Internet. Bye for now.
谢谢您收听今天的网上时针英语节目。如果听众朋友想跟我们取得联系，您可以直接发电子邮件给我，我是艾德，我的电子邮件地址是艾德，也就是汉语拼音的 A-I-D-E 艾德 @vohc.cn。谢谢您今天的收听，再见。